Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Miss something from the Todd Feinberg Show? Don't stress. Listen to the podcast at WTIC.com or on the free Odyssey app.
It's Friday. Todd with you, WTIC. I've got something to play for you that if you're sensitive or easily offended, you shouldn't listen to. Just turn down the radio for a sec, because I want to play this thing that got a principal fired at a high school in Baltimore, Maryland, Eric Eisworth. This tape got circulated with his voice saying these things. Listen to what he said and listen to what happened to him. Well, I guess I told you already what happened to him, but not the whole story. And I just find this fascinating. I want to get your reaction because it does speak to, something about our future in America. So if you're sensitive, turn down the radio so you don't have to, or somebody else, if you're in the car, doesn't have to hear it. Right now, here we go.
I'm the principal here, me and only me.
Did I tell you he's the principal of Pikesville High School in Baltimore?
You know, I seriously don't understand why I have to constantly put up with these dumbasses here every day. Between these ungrateful black kids who can't test their way out of a paper bag, or these teachers who don't get it, how hard is it to get these students to meet their grade level expectations? Lawrence and Ravenel should have never been hired. And don't let me get started on DJ. I'm going to drag his black ass out of here one way or another. I'm going to get something to stick. I'm just so sick of the inadequacies of these people. And if I have to get one more complaint from one more Jew in this community, I'm going to join the other side.
Yikes. You talk about hidden tapes or something. Hidden microphones. So that was Eric Eisworth, principal of Pikesville High School in Baltimore. And you would think that anybody who talked like that would lose their jobs, and he did, until there was an investigation that revealed that that was not the principal. That was his voice, but he didn't say those things. It was done by artificial intelligence. That is an AI recording of the principal. Isn't that remarkable? And it was done by, allegedly done by, the athletic director who the principal had busted for allegedly taking money out of a fund that he managed at the school, you know, embezzling or something. I don't know what happened with that case. But what I do know is that we're going to see a lot more of this. If you can just grab a recording of anybody, a couple minutes of anybody talking and create whatever you want, how exactly do we hold the idea of a free society together? How do we, any kind of society, how do we maintain a culture if anybody can just type up the words that they're going to assign to whomever they want? 860-522-9842. How do you believe when you hear a tape of a politician, for example? What do you do when you hear a tape of a politician and the tape of the politician is saying something that sounds believable, but it's still very damaging to the politician. Then what happens? This is a whole new world, isn't it? 860-522-9842. Fred in Middletown. Hello, Fred.
Hey, sorry about that. I was hearing.
What are you sorry about? You can't start off the show being sorry. Come on, man.
Caught me by surprise. Yes, very good. I'll take that correction. Couple things. The late William Cooper, who that political thing you didn't want to hear the other day, that he would use that to open his show sometimes. He was saying 25 years ago that the government had AI. And by the time you and I know about it, it's been around for a minute. So just that. And yeah, all bets are off. Some people have the mockingbird gene, you know, people who do impersonations, mm-hmm. voices. I have it. I can't necessarily do someone in public life, but if I know you, I might cop your voice. And I've been told that I could get people in trouble by calling someone else up on the phone in their voice and picking a fight. You know, I have it that well down for some people. Let's see. And that's it.
Fred, good to hear from you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Have a good weekend. 860-522-9842. Mike in Plainville. Hello, Mike.
That is scary, man. That guy's voice was done by AI.
Yeah. He didn't say any of those things.
Okay, so what's his status now, Todd?
Oh, he got his job back from what I understand.
When did this happen? When was this recorded or produced, this AI voice? Was it weeks, months ago? When?
I don't know. I'll have to look that up. Good question.
Yeah, that's why I don't say a word when the phone rings. I get robocalls. I know. No, I was just talking to Roland, and I said, you know, they're trying to get you every way they can.
Yeah.
By sea, air, and land, like by phone, by mail, by credit cards. Who the hell knows what they're doing out there?
It's pretty remarkable, isn't it?
It is. It's just going to, I see the problem getting deeper, getting more serious. They find out you don't vote and they come after you. I don't know if I told you about the list that they published the last presidential election.
Oh, excuse me a sec. The story ran yesterday.
Oh, okay. So it's recent then.
Yes. And it's running still today in the Baltimore area. NPR picked it up. CNN picked it up.
I don't know if it was my town or someone published a list of residents in my neighborhood, probably the mm-hmm. whole town, of people that did vote and did not vote. Mm-hmm. And they circulated it. All the residents on my street got a letter of people who voted and didn't vote on the street. I mean, you know what? It's my right not to vote if I decide not to.
Yes,
so
but that is public information by law. So everybody's voting history is out there because the campaigns use it. I assume that's why the law is structured that way, because it helps the politicians and hurts the people.
Well, of course, that's the way it is. We don't want anything to, make the politicians too uncomfortable.
Yeah, that would be revolutionary.
What's the latest status on the governor and his land clearing operation?
Well, there's no new news that I know of. I've got a couple of tidbits I want to drop on it, but I'm going to do that in a while.
All right, thank you.
Thank you, Mike. Good to hear from you. Rob, you're next. Rob, lick the boot. Hi.
Hello.
What do you think?
Oh, hello. Who's this?
Todd. Rob, when I say hi to you, you have to do your thing, or it doesn't. 860-522-9842. Can you believe it? You can't get a break these days. You can't get a break. Let's talk to Jeff. Hi, Jeff.
Hey.
It's the governor's intern calling. And governor, he's got the governor held captive again.
Governor,
how are your trees doing, Governor?
Jeffrey, the internal.
How are your trees doing?
Trees, yeah.
Did you plant some new ones?
I didn't know anything about that. I just don't know. I think it was Annie, and she hired a bunch of guys, and they just found these guys. And
well, haven't you seen her?
There and,
you can't see her or text her, ask her what happened?
We're not talking right now. That's That's why she's not talking to me, and it's a big upsetting thing in the whole neighborhood that we cut down all, I mean, somebody cut down all the trees.
But now that it's done, what do you think you'll do, put another pool down there or something, or what?
It's a nice view, I gotta say. It's a really nice view.
And it must be nice to have that open land. You could, I don't know, you could park some vehicles or put a tennis court there. Do you have a tennis court on your property?
Not yet, but that's one thing she was talking about, the tennis court.
And if it has to be natural, you could make it a clay court.
That's a great idea, Todd. Yeah. I didn't know. I didn't even think of that. But we can maybe put two of them in if they're clay instead of putting asphalt ones in.
Well, sure. You have to have two so you can have his and her games going on at the same time. You know, you don't want to have to mix genders on the court.
I'm going to have to put an addition on the house too, because she's going to have her section, I'm going to have my section, and you know, it's kind of like what they do down here.
But the house is big enough so you don't really have to see each other, isn't it?
Yeah. You know, it's that whole testing thing in the business down south she had that kind of threw a little wrench in the marriage works, as I could say.
I understand. All right, Governor, anything else?
No, just I like nuts for the food hour, nuts.
You want to talk about nuts
today? Nuts. Yes.
Okay. Do you have an angle on nuts that I should take?
Well, now she calls me nuts sometimes.
I guess.
But I thought you are what you eat, you know. All right.
Thank you, Governor. Talk to you soon. Oh man, I don't know why I give him such a hard time. He's a lovable character, isn't he? 860-522-9842. What do you think of that, huh? That is something, that tape. How do we survive that as a society? Let's take a break and we'll talk some more. We'll play some rants on WTIC.
Never miss a moment. Go listen to the Todd Feinberg podcast on the Odyssey app.
So the story is that the former high school athletic director at Pikesville High School in Baltimore was arrested yesterday morning after allegedly using artificial intelligence to impersonate the school principal in that recording that included racist and anti-Semitic comments about individuals at the school. One time, Pikesville athletic director Dejon Darian is facing charges that include theft, stalking, disruption of school operations, and retaliation against a witness. Investigators determined he faked Principal Eric Eiswirth's voice and circulated the audio on social media in January. Darian's nickname, DJ, was among the names mentioned in the audio clips he allegedly faked, according to the county state's attorney's office. How about that? He created the recording, according to the detectives, as retaliation against the principal who had launched an investigation into the potential mishandling of school funds. So that's the story it broke yesterday. All right, I want you to hear a little Joe Biden. Ongoing question that I'll just leave hanging out there is, think about that tape. I'll play it again, but think about that tape and think about artificial intelligence. And if you can do that to a respected guy in the community, how does order get maintained? Like, how exactly do we change?
In a sense, I don't know why we're surprised by Trump.
This is the president of the United States, Joe Biden, in case you're not paying a lot of attention these days, which is understandable. Here we go.
In a sense, I don't know why we're surprised by Trump. How many times does he have to prove we can't be trusted?
How many times does he have to prove we can't be trusted? Got that?
How many times does he have to prove we can't be trusted?
All right, not bad, Joe. Not bad, but this one's better.
Imagine what we can do next. Four more years. Pause.
What did he say? Listen again. Listen again.
Four more years. Pause.
Four more years.
You hear what he said? Four more years. And then he said the word.
Pause.
He said the word pause.
Pause.
Because it said pause on his script. he was supposed to stop talking and let the crowd pick up the chant from him.
Four more years. Pause.
Four more years. Oh, man. Isn't it something? We are in the most remarkable situation. The public, I think in the last 25 years, there has never been less interest in voting than there is right now. Because people, people just don't know what to do next. They're jumping out of their skin. Let's talk to Gio in Canton. Hello, Gio, you're on the air.
Oh, wow, that was really quick. I'm like,
You're my top guy now. You're my top guy. I see the your electricity coming down the line, and I say, let's get Gio on the air.
You know, I was listening to WTIC all day today, and it was like not being able to call when they talk about certain topics, it really gets to me. So this time I actually wrote notes down this time so I don't stutter on air. And make
wow, that's great.
Like an idiot.
No, that's awesome.
So one of the first things I wanted to talk about was the AI. The AI message that you played on the radio earlier.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like, on my end at least, as a younger adult that uses social media a lot, I see that a lot nowadays. I actually see a lot of AI recordings of Joe Biden, Trump, even Obama. There's actually memes that go around where they play video games together, and their voices sound like, you know, them. And right now, the only way you can really tell if it's AI is if Joe Biden's not stuttering, you know, because he's always stuttering whenever he gives his speeches.
So are people trying to trick you, or are they saying, listen to this AI version of Biden?
Well, what it seems like at the moment, just with AI in general, is people are just showing off what AI can do. Like, for example, right now, there is, I think the creators of ChatGPT, they created something. It's a text-to-video product where you put in, you know, some text, and it creates a video up to 60 seconds, a very realistic video where you cannot tell the difference. The only way you can tell is by looking at little things that...
Can pick a famous person, and it will turn into that person?
Well, like you said, all you need is some voice recordings, and you're basically it. What it does...
Right, but you made it sound like you just send a note, and they produce it. So do you have to send them tape as well?
If you search up online, Sora AI, S-O-R-A, mm-hmm. AI, it'll show you how advanced AI has gotten with video making. And I can't really explain that too much.
But I want to do this. Is that the place I go where I can do it at Sora AI?
You can't. It's not open to the public at the moment, the text to video. But AI voice changing, that's already open to the AI. You can get some app on the App Store and do that. You can do that if you find a website and do that.
Will you find a name for me? I want to know exactly where you get it.
Oh, definitely. I definitely will.
And another if you can hold on, I've got to go to news, and we can go through your other points after news, okay? Gio from Canton, 860-522-9842. Here we go.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
News coming up on WTIC.
Why wait? Come on. Oh, come on. Why wait? You can rant right now at 860-751-4698 on the Todd Feinberg Show.
It's WTIC. So happy to be together. Don't forget, we do our order up hour, our food hour, last hour today. Kind of psyched for that. It's a break from the normal routine of things. Yeah, here's Joe Biden again, reading the private note. Now, you these notes that are on a teleprompter, they're usually in parentheses or, like, if it's a news operation, they'll put double parentheses and a few stars or something to make it really clear that this part of the copy is not to be read. And I would assume with Joe Biden, they have alarm bells going off and stuff, you know, just to make sure.
Four more years. Pause.
Four more years.
Four more years.
Pause.
Pause. Pause was not the part you were supposed to read, Joe.
Pause.
Come on, man. That's Joe for you. All right, let me play that principal thing, and then we'll play some rants. 860-522-9842. Rant line, 860-751-4698.
I'm the principal here, me and only me. You know, I seriously don't understand why I have to constantly put up with these dumbasses here every day. Between these ungrateful black kids who can't test their way out of a paper bag, or these teachers who don't get it, how hard is it to get these students to meet their grade level expectations? Lawrence and Ravenel should have never been hired. And don't let me get started on DJ. I'm going to drag his black ass out of here one way or another. I'm going to get something to stick. I'm just so sick of the inadequacies of these people. And if I have to get one more complaint from one more Jew in this community, I'm going to join the other side.
Oh, man. I don't know. I don't know how to predict what's going to happen. My assumption is that things, everybody will be shocked at first, but then they'll realize what choice will we have but to ignore everything until some kind of system is developed that causes us to know that certain things are clean. But if you just heard something like this is a fairly minor mistake from, it's not very satisfying, this first Biden thing I played.
Sense, I don't know why we're surprised by Trump. How many times does he have to prove we can't be trusted?
We can't be trusted. The payoff there is that he says we can't be trusted. How many times does Trump have to prove that we can't be trusted? He's supposed to say he can't be trusted. But, you know, okay, it's easy to miss it. But this is more satisfying.
Four more years.
Pause. Four more years.
Pause.
860-522-9842 in Waterbury. It's Bob. Hey, Bob.
How you doing, Todd? Yeah, once you played that tape the first time, I was like dumbfounded. And then when you told everybody what happened, then when you listened to it, it's like, I mean, there was nobody that he didn't offend. So I guess that's how you're going to decipher stuff. I mean, there's no way that somebody could say something that blatantly stupid without knowing. There's tape recorders and video cameras everywhere.
Yeah, there's also booze and drugs, and so you never know. But, you know, these are dangerous times, and certainly if you're a principal of a high school, you've got to walk the tightrope.
Yeah, but I mean, there's even if the principal did have a problem with his teachers, there's no way he would have said that stuff.
But the thing is, he lost his job because of that.
Right, right.
And then they did the investigation, and he got his job back, and they arrested the other guy, the
right.
guy who made
it. If it wasn't so outrageous, I mean, if that faker had toned it down a little bit, then they would have had a hard time. Well, was it fake or is it Memorex? Or
well, that's true. If it had been a little more subtle, and if it had just insulted people without using the words.
Right. So that's when you have a problem. I mean,
yeah.
once you said what happened and I listened to it again, it's like, that's ridiculous. You know, but like you say, if they tone it down, it's going to be hard to decipher, like you say, what's real, what's not.
It certainly is. All right, Bob, have a good afternoon. Nice to hear from you. We'll go to Mark in Manchester next. Hey, Mark.
Hey, Todd, how's it going? So,
what's happening?
The Joe Biden gaffe that got me the most was the one where they were holding that memorial for some lady, and she had died. Her name was, like, Jackie or something. And then he goes up and he gives a speech, and he goes, is Jackie here?
That I recall that him looking for an elected representative. I didn't realize that was an event in memorial of her, but I did
yeah.
know that he was calling out for a dead elected representative to stand up.
Yeah, that was the deal.
Yeah, and then there was the other one where he was he wanted somebody else to stand up at another event, and the guy was wheelchair bound.
Or yeah, well, you heard that his grandfather got eaten by cannibals, right?
I did hear that story. That was last week. He said that his Wait. Was it his grandfather? Yeah, I think it was an uncle had been.
I mean, Todd, what world are we living in? Seriously, I mean.
Well, hang on a sec. This is Joe, the bull dung slinger, right? He's the old fashioned back slapping. Neighborhood politician who is everybody's best friend. And I think there's a lot of those types who operate. I've known people like this who just alter everything a little bit to make it a little bit more pleasing. And if you're telling the same story for 10 or 20 or 30 or 40 or 50 or 60 years, you might have exaggerated so much you don't even remember the original story.
Yeah, well, you get caught up in your own web of lies.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, plus, it's harmless, and as far as you're thinking, like, what does anybody know about his grandfather? This guy even plagiarized a whole identity of a British member of Parliament, an MP. He stole this guy's whole narrative about his life and a speech and used it when he was running for president and had to leave the race.
I'll tell you something really sick. You know Jordan Peterson, right?
Not personally, no.
Well, you know who he is, the guy
yes.
from Canada.
Of course, everybody knows Jordan Peterson, famous guy.
Yeah, so he had some lady on who wrote a book. It was called The Laptop from Hell. It was about Hunter Biden. And Jordan Peterson was basically saying, like, how sick of a person do you have to be to facilitate basically your son's drug use by putting him in charge of a Ukrainian, you know, company or whatever he was in charge of, hooking him up with these big deals, knowing that your son has like a problem with prostitutes, cocaine. And then he even went back further than that to when Joe Biden's, I guess one of his kids died like very early on or something. And
well, when he was elected to the Senate, his wife had been killed in a car crash with one or two of their kids. I forget.
Yeah. So he was so sick of a politician that he used that as a platform to basically, you know, catapult his career, and he brought cameras into the hospital room and stuff. So Jordan Peterson is basically saying, like, you know, this is like a sick politician type person. You know, this is like, you know, he's a psychologist, so he breaks it down on that level.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, you know, he's a sick dude. They make Trump seem like he's a sick person and he's the criminal, but the people running this administration, they're the criminals.
Well, I think it's normal for politicians to be sick and to engage in criminal behavior. That I think is a, like, Joe Biden is a classic, old-fashioned, Democratic politician. Like an urban, I forget what they call them, the neighborhood. What do they call, like, the Mayor Daley's and Michael Curley and the old, Yeah, I forget. It'll come to me. But they mm-hmm. you know, there used to be a name for them. They were the ward bosses in that old system where everything was about patronage. The whole management of a city or a state. Mayor Daley was like this in Chicago, too. I think he was the last guy like that. But actually, the Democrats are all like that. That is still how it's done. And that is you take the money out of the system, the tax dollars, and you reward your voters for it. And that's how, that's the history of Democrats ruling cities. That's how they played it.
I think Trump has shaken up the political system so bad that, you know, that type of politician has come to an end. You know, who knows what politics is going to look like from this point on?
Yeah, I think it just gets worse from this point on because those types of scams are what controls our politics today. If you look at what I've learned about politics since coming to Connecticut, because there's never, I've never been so intimately understanding and connected to a political system as I have here. And what I've learned is there is no policy they make for any reason other than winning re-election. They may do it because it's being demanded that there be some kind of response, but that response is designed in such a manner as to benefit them.
Well, yeah. You know what really blew my mind yesterday? When I heard the Eversource, that you heard about the rate increases this summer. Mm-hmm. I read the article and I said, I had to read it twice, and it said basically they're hiking the rates because we have to pay for people who aren't paying their electric bills. So we got to flip the bill.
Oh, yeah. And that's by law that that's how it was designed. You know, everything the utilities do is controlled by PURA, the regulatory agency. The governor controls PURA. He's got the most nominees on that panel. So anything he wants to have happen, he can have happen. In terms of, so nothing, there's nothing that Eversource does that hasn't been commanded by the state. It's the most regulated industry there is. Yeah, these guys got you coming and going, and it's all a scam. Thank you, Mark. 860-522-9842. Quick break. We'll talk some more. We'll play the rants coming up on WTIC.
Never miss a moment. Go listen to the Todd Feinberg podcast on the Odyssey app.
What am I doing? I'm so confused. Oh, I know. I need to start the rants. Okay, here we go. Got some good rants. Here we go. Here we go. You ready?
Biden, well, he's 81, you know. I got news. I'm 84. I go to... Hey, Todd, I am sick and tired.
What happened?
The media.
What is going on with this machine? Hang on a sec. Let me see if I can calm her down here. Here we go.
Hey, Todd, I am sick and tired of the media saying that Biden, well, he's 81, you know. I got news. I'm 84. I go to the Y every damn day. I work with a personal trainer. I do every exercise class there is, and I take boxing lessons. And all of my old lady friends there are in the same age group as I am. Some are younger, yes. A couple are older. We all do the same thing. We walk straight. We know where we're going. My husband is 90. He still sorts our trash and takes it to our local dump. He does yard work. He fixes plumbing stuff in the cellar. So stop with the bull crap about Biden being 81. And look back to what the hell surgery did he have in 1988 on his brain.
Oh, that's true.
He is demented. He belongs in an assisted living place. And people should realize this, especially Dr. Jill. Thank you. I feel better.
I'm glad. It is true that Biden had a major surgery where he went, I forget the story, I've got to look it up again, but he asked the doctor if he was going to survive, and the doctor said, you know, there's not, you're probably likely to survive, but not fully intact. It was something to those that effect, because what they had to do in terms of his brain surgery was so delicate. I forget what it was. But who knows? That was a story Joe told. So who knows if it's even a credible story?
Hey, Todd, it's the proud American patriot. No. Today's rant is about the Supreme Court. The fact that the Supreme Court is even taking up this stupid claim that only the orange blockhead Donald Trump could come up with, that presidents are under total immunity. So, yeah, okay, I can go ahead and assassinate my political rival in a campaign if I'm president, and that's okay. I don't go to jail. It's perfectly legal. Or any crimes you commit, total immunity. It's a complete disgrace. It's a banana republic the Republicans have turned this country into. Once again, it's a complete embarrassment to be a U.S. citizen because of this Republican Party. Now, this Supreme Court should also be all independent judges.
Now, what does that mean? How do you find an independent judge? What's the system that would generate a list of independent judges who could be selected from?
Now, this Supreme Court should also be all independent judges.
All independent? What is an independent judge? Would you just grab people off the street? Or use a phone book if we had some equivalent to that today? How do you find an independent judge? This misconception that there is such a thing as having a position of power and maintaining your independence, how do we know that somebody being appointed is going to be independent? There's no way to know. As soon as you have power, people are coming around looking to ingratiate themselves with you, just like even a lowly state rep who's got very little power. But what? They've got lobbyists coming around looking to give them stuff. Doesn't take a lot, but still they've got lobbyists looking to give them stuff. Everybody is in the bag because there's so much in the bag to make you want to be there.
Now, this Supreme Court should also be all independent judges.
What is an independent judge? Where would you find one?
Because it just doesn't work any other way. It's too politically biased. It's a banana republic that we live in now.
That's the only statement I agree with, but I agree with the conclusion. We now live in a banana republic.
It's a banana republic that we live in now.
Sure. It is. They're good bananas, and they probably cost a lot more than anywhere else. But it's a banana republic. Independent judges. Where are you going to find independent judges? Jethro. All right, Mark Christopher is in the BPS Lawyers Traffic Center. He loves Fridays because there's all kinds of excitement sometimes on the roads. It can be empty.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.